Patrick, what's it like on opening night as you get ready here for game one?
Just excited. Hoping that the puck would drop pretty quickly, and but it's super nice to be here, and hopefully have a good day, good game tonight.
What's the key to starting this series off on the right foot for your team?
I think just try to play the same game we played pretty much 82 games. Play a hard cap game and get pucks out, pucks in deep, and score from the chances that we get. So I think those are a couple of things we need to do.
Do you have to guard from trying to do too much early? Is that something that you have to be?
I don't think so. I think we know how to play hockey, and it's even though it's playoffs, it's still just hockey. It's the same game we played in the regular season, but it's just getting harder and faster. But I think we know what to do.
How much are you looking forward to getting to experience game one here in Netherlands?
I'm excited for my first playoff game, and I've been waiting this moment for 2 years now, so it's exciting, and try to have fun.
From the people you've talked to who have experienced NHL playoff hockey, what have you been told to expect?
Well, not much. I think only advice that I got is just try to have fun. I think everybody in this room, we know how to play hockey, and that's not the thing we need to learn. I think just try to have fun. These are different kind of experiences, so just try to enjoy this every day, and hopefully go as far as we can.
What are the keys to beating the Minnesota Wild in this series?
I think just try to play good defense. They have a lot of skill and a lot of power forwards up front, so we gotta play good defense, and we gotta be good with our special teams. So I think those are maybe a couple of things.
How would you describe your game personally going into this series?
Could be better. Kind of had a couple games without points before the playoffs, but doesn't matter right now. Just it's a kind of a different season. It doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. Now it's we started from zero, and everybody can have a second chance, kind of, and just try to be as good as you can.
How much of your success for a game do you measure by points? Is that how you determine?
Well, obviously that's part of it, but that's not the whole truth, because that's not a lot of, like, if you play 18 minutes, that's only like 5 seconds when you score or get a point. So that there's a lot of times you need to play without the puck, and I think that's the measurement, how you're playing without the puck. But obviously points are part of it.
The fact that World Juniors and World Championships, that'll help you prepare for this
moment? I don't think so. I think just, I know that I've played in the big games before, and that's not new to me to be here. Well, obviously it's new to be here, but I've played in big games before, so I kind of know how to play, but it's still not gonna help me, even though I played in the World Juniors final and this going into game one.
I know the time difference is a factor, but were you a guy that watched playoffs as a kid, and what do you remember about those experiences?
Yes, I pretty much watched all the semifinals and all the finals last year, even though it was in the middle of the night. But it's just something that you always want to watch, because it's pretty much the best time of the year as a hockey player. So it was exciting to watch these games, and now it's fun to be a part of it.
The fact that Ryan Suter is not going to be in their lineup, how much of an advantage do you think that is for you guys?
He's one of the best defensemen in the league, so it's obviously it's good for us, but it's unfortunate to see somebody go down and get an injury. But we got an advantage of that, but they still have a good team, and the war doesn't need one guy. They can battle through it, but hopefully we can take advantage of that.
This city's waited a long time to have a team this good. You know, they've had a team here for a long time, and it's never really been that great. Now it's got promise. You guys look like a really good team. What do you think? What do we expect from the fans? What is this kind of hockey city is this going to be for the next little while?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've only been here for 2 years, so I'm the first time making the playoffs, so I have no idea what to expect and how the fans are going to react and all kinds of stuff. But I mean, it was the atmosphere at the rink in the last couple of games, it was pretty unreal. So I can just imagine what it's going to be like tonight and go moving forward into the playoffs. But just super excited to see that.